So what are these last several days of camp all about for you?
Well, I think just continuing to establish kind of a role on the team. Like early on in camp, you're trying to get to know your systems and the language and trying to integrate with the guys as much as possible. A lot of that's out of the way now, and now you're still trying to show the coaches that the rigors of camp haven't gotten to you and you still have something left towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Do cut down days still make a guy your age nervous?
Certainly, yeah. It's still part of the it's part of the profession. But that being said, you can't really worry about it. I think once you step off the ice, it's kind of over with and out of your control. So while you're out there, you try to show what they've brought you in for, and hopefully you've done enough. But yeah, cut down days, there's still anxiety, I'm sure, for everybody.
Mark, obviously there's lots of talk outside about who's not here. How much of that is maybe made it into the room or on the ice, the fact of the three guys that aren't here in camp?
Yeah, to me, it hasn't really become a main topic. I think naturally, you know, if the TV's on in the morning, you notice the noise. It's certainly a topic around the hockey community. But in the room, there's very little time spent on it. I think we know whether they're here or not, we have to prepare for what we have here and the guys in the room. So I think it just hasn't been a lot of wasted energy on that. When they come back, great. But if not, I think we're ready to move forward with the group we have.
There's some new rule changes this year in the NHL. One that I guess as a center that you're probably particularly interested in is the face-off decision, which side of the ice on an icing. Is that something, have you talked to the coaches about how that works? Like, is that your call if you're on the ice, or are they calling it off the bench?
It seems to be that they're calling it, but there's always communication. You know, whether their centerman's right or left-handed, his dominant side, my dominant side. There's certainly things at play with guys on the ice. So there's still, I think, some strategy, you know, to be worked out. But most of the guys in the American League last year, we played with these rules. So we have experience with it. And, you know, the impact on the game is probably minimal. But, you know, there is an opportunity to get an advantage, especially in offensive zone situations.
Is the start of a power play, is that one of the big advantages there?
Yeah, it can be. It all depends on, you know, the face-offs. You know, sometimes if they got O'Reilly or Bergeron out there, it doesn't matter where you're taking the draw. It's still difficult. But depending on whether, you know, we're right side or left side dominant, yeah, it gives us a better opportunity to start with the puck.
We don't know the lineup yet, but is it a good or a bad thing if 97's on the other side tonight?
Well, to me, it's probably a good thing. You know, I don't want to play against the skeleton crew. I want to play against the NHL lineups. You know, I want to be out there against the guys that I feel like I need to get ready to compete against when it turns, you know, to the Rangers. So the heavier, more NHL veteran lineups at this point in preseason, I think is probably better for us.
Is that the bonus then, now that we're finally at this point of the preseason schedule here, as we pretty much do see the NHL lineups going into these last couple here?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, whether it's myself or some of the younger guys that have earned that opportunity, I think it's more important at this time when you're starting to get the heavy NHL lineups. You get to show, you know, what you can do against what you're going to be playing against through October and on through the rest of the season. So everybody's earned this opportunity. They should be excited about it.
Just wanted to quickly get your thoughts, Mark, on a guy like David Gustafson. I don't know how much time you've had to maybe spend with him here in camp, but he's obviously a young prospect, draft pick from a year ago. I think he's opened some eyes here in camp and has been playing center. What have you seen from him and you know, just your overall take on him as a player?
Yeah, I guess I've had a kind of unique perspective. I really don't know anybody coming in here, so it's been kind of a clean slate for me. But with Gus, I notice how hard he competes, you know, especially in the circle, whether it's face-offs, paying attention to some of the details. You know, he's hobbling around here because he's getting in lanes. He's doing the necessary things to be noticed, and I think that's a credit to him. But I'm certainly impressed with, you know, if you told me his birth year, I'm not even really sure, but I'm assuming a young guy, a lot of maturity and detail is in his game.